몰라 가로다 바깥 내오를 비 물어 가야
깜빡 What's your perfect temperature? Room temperature, ideally.
I don't think I have
For one. Living and for sleep, those are two different sides.
They're two different for me.
Yeah. For living?
For sleep, it has to be... First of all, here's the, with, when it comes to air conditioning and why I have a problem with it, mm-hmm. is because I like the cool, you know what I mean, the feeling of the room. I like mm-hmm. the temperature, but I don't like when a machine is whirling.
Whirring.
Whirling. Whirring.
Whirring.
Whirring. You know what I mean? I hate, right? Yeah. Because sometimes what some machines do is it'll turn off and turn back on. Yeah. And then I get into a mental cycle of like, you know what I mean? Counting, you know what I mean? Let's see if I can count between
oh
the
gosh.
Whirring and the yeah. empty spots, you know?
Yeah.
And then it becomes, so it's like, that's why I like to make the cold room super cold.
And I hate that.
I know you hate this, but I like to make the room completely cold, then completely turn it off, right? So that those mental things aren't happening.
And what happens is I wake up in a bucket of sweat because he turns it off halfway through the night and I run super hot. And in how hot has it been here, guys? Like
it's
in the
been
hundreds?
Global warming. It's global yeah. warming, baby. But
Polar you want to know my dream last night?
Yeah. Can I go back to the hot and cold thing?
Oh, yeah. It has to do with that.
Okay, tell me the dream then.
This is what happens, the kind of bullshit dreams I have when you turn the AC off. I was cooking my Beyond sausage, and I was cooking it, started to disintegrate, and to the point where every time I looked down at the pan, less and less Beyond sausage was there, and I didn't have a meal at the end of me cooking it. What happens.
Who has dreams about cooking?
But also Beyond Sausage.
Beyond Sausage.
Vegan food.
I love Beyond Sausage. Shout out. Yeah. Sponsor me. It's all I need.
Dream.
There you go, guys.
Where I'm actually working.
Like, what do you mean?
You know, the other day I was like building a, you know what I mean? Building a deck on my house.
You don't dream of stuff like that?
And I was just building a deck, putting the nails in and putting up the boards.
That's what Jesus dreamed about.
I know, but carpenter who dreams shit. That?
Jesus.
Yeah. Do you dream about stuff like that? Yeah.
What are your dreams? Like your day to day, not like the big nightmares. I'm talking just like the medium feeling dreams.
Is it all industry?
No. I had a dream the other day about the disintegrator.
What's is that an X-Men?
No, it was I just remember saying it's the disintegrator, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was like not bees, but like not a fully formed human either.
Yeah.
But it was like little bits of like ash, you know what I mean? Yeah. And this thing was like coming.
Wait, hang on one second. Is he the disintegrator or is he disintegrated?
Ooh.
No, I don't know because I don't really think about that stuff. I just remember my brother and I go, it's a disintegrator.
Well, in Hawaii, you were like, I had the weirdest like dream experience because I was watching something happen rather than participating.
Yeah.
And so that was weird for you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I've been having dreams now where it's like, I'm not in it.
You're observing.
It's like, no, I'm just watching a movie.
Oh.
Right? And I think maybe that's what it was. I think I was going, run, it's a disintegrator.
That's, you're watching too much of The Crown.
No. And I remember like my brother was in it. And he's being chased by the disintegrator, and I'm watching it in a movie.
And could you help him? See, that's frustrating. If you can't join in and participate to help your brother, and now you're just watching him die via the hands of a...
No, but I remember him laying on his belly, right? And he's crawling away, and the disintegrator kind of touches him, and he just... Power. And then he laughed in the movie, my brother.
Yeah.
Because the bits of like ash fell on him, mm-hmm. and nothing happened. And I laughed in the theater.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You
man.
Broke the fourth wall in your own dream.
Yeah.
You're like Deadpool.
Yeah.
Korean
Deadpool. Well, no, you know what? I think I saw Constantine.
Oh, I love that
great
movie.
Film,
so remember the creature that came out that was all bugs?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that's where I got the disintegrator from. But anyway, I don't dream about building things, though.
I didn't say I was building. I was cooking.
Yeah, I don't cooking sausage. Or any manual labor.
Yeah.
I've never dreamt about
half
that.
Half of my dreams are just that. Just doing chores around the house.
What?
Just like cleaning up after you. And every time I look back, there's more dirt.
Yeah.
Then I realize, oh, this isn't a dream. This is my real life.
Yeah.
You're just awake.
You should never be a fantasy writer.
Oh, you want to fucking bet, bitch?
I mean, you're. Well, I don't know why you're getting so aggressive. Whoa. I'm asked telling.
I have fantasies.
No.
I have big, large sexual fantasies.
Listen.
Ooh. You want to hear?
Just based on your dreams, though. You have sexual fantasies?
Oh my God!
A fantasy when it comes to like strictly like, you know, developing creatures
like Dune
and like Dune okay. or, you know,
Lord of the Rings,
right? Or just you know. Prophecy and creating a prophecy and creating
I think
God
you underestimate me because number one, I'm very philosophical. Number two, I'm very science minded. So tiny things like I could probably write a good, oh, you're right. Maybe not fantasy.
All right. I'm going to ask you something right now.
Yeah.
Create a creature with four animal parts, right?
Okay.
And some sort of weird power. Go.
Okay. So this particular
do it.
No. Or don't think. Don't.
This particular creature.
No, you're right now. You're killing time.
Oh, hold on.
I'm thinking about.
No, you know, I already have it.
All right, go ahead.
So
four animal parts and a power.
Aquaman is Aquaman, right? But deep down, there's a man called the Angler, and what the Angler has is a little bit of like a another creature attached to him that has then merged, and now he has a power of 1.5 mutants, right? Because they call him the Angler, and on top of that, he has
he's tricking us with math.
In the depths of the ocean, he has this thing that protrudes out of his head like an orb that lights his way. So that's what gives him the superpower, is that no one else can see their surroundings but him.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you want four body parts? So he has the melon, right? He has the melon and the intelligence of an orca, which is smarter than
you proved your point.
That's the inspiration.
You proved your point. All right.
I cheated though, because I know a lot about sea creatures.
Yeah.
This creature right here.
Look at the angler.
The angler fish.
I think I fucked up because
there's a little creature on the side.
Any creature, nothing to do with the ocean.
That's what you should have said.
That's where I fucked up.
But everything.
Oh, can I give you one more superpower?
Yeah.
Okay, so the angler man, right? When he is agitated, he releases this thing, like this super slime that's similar to that of a hagfish.
Babe, angler man, I mean, kids aren't going to like.
You want
be excited to see the angler man.
Hagfish slime? Kids love slime.
Imagine angler man just slopping his way onto the beach. People just running in terror.
Or at Disney, it's like, oh, Black Panther and angler man. He has 1/2 of a mutant attached to him.
Give me a chance, Marvel. Like, let me pitch to you.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you do have fantasy, babe. That's my bad.
I have a lot of fantasy.
What sci-fi? Go ahead.
Could you pitch
a sci-fi movie?
Like Matrix, what would you say in a studio, like a Christopher Nolan film?
Christopher Nolan.
Give me something philosophical and weird.
How about you?
I'll go sci-fi movie.
We'll go back and forth.
Okay, I'll go sci-fi
first.
Movie.
Okay,
right?
Go.
So there's this M-class planet. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Ugh, it's because you played this shit in that one
No.
What's
in your
M-class?
Video game.
No,
it's a
planet that like can much like our planet, it has a, you know, we have an atmosphere, oxygen, you know what I mean? Life can live on it, water, right? And what happens is there's a meteor, right, that lands hundreds of years ago, not on Earth, but an M-class planet like Earth, right, lands on it. And in this meteor, there is like some sort of like biological thing in it that mutates the animals that are on and humans that are on the planet, right? But what happens is the humanoids, right, they realize that these creatures are happening. So they create different like areas where they build walls, right? Because other things that mutate it. So there's, you know, on this planet, there's like societies living in walls, right? But there's this one, you know what I mean, group of people that are living in this thing. They're running out of resources, and they found out about another, you know what I mean, settlement, but they have to go through what?
You're pulling from Next Gen.
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a Next Gen, the Next Generation.
Inspired.
No, it's not inspired. Wait, what's on the... There's no fucking Next Generation.
Dude, that's episode 308.
No, it's just let me finish.
Okay.
Why can't... You don't like it? Let me finish. I'm making it up, right? So it's like, so imagine, right? And this is now hundreds of years, people living in these, you know, in these groups, right? In these walls, right? big, imagine a big circle of wall, people living in it, you know?
Okay.
And then they know that there are other, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Places, right, that they have other societies that have created where they block out. So there's these gigantic gaps through forests and through plains where it's like these mutated humans and mutated animals and stuff like that. And there's this one group, right, of like a city, right, that they're running out of resources. They need to get to the, but they've never been beyond the wall.
So no one's seen each other.
Yeah, no one's ever seen each other. They don't even know. This is just the rumor and hearsay, right? So a group of kids decide that, what?
You gave me 8 seconds to pitch my idea about the four-parted man.
You think I'm done now? I'm not done yet.
I know, that's why I'm telling you. I only got 8 seconds, and you're like 5 minutes in. Can I have a paper towel?
Yeah,
sure.
My armpits are sweating from this.
But what they realized was they think that only the animals were mutated, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are actually humanoids, right, that have mutated, that have a higher intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But they're mutated by, you know, alien, you know what I mean, DNA, right? And stuff that was in the meteor that fucked everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You're being sarcastic.
No, meteor, you got to justify it.
Don't be like that, man.
I was going to pull.
We're in a writer's room.
Okay.
I know. You know.
I'm just throwing it out there, right? So this group of kids, teenagers, you know what I mean? Let's cast a variety of different people.
Well, hell no. You're not a casting director. You're in a writer's room.
Yeah, I'm writing the characters. I can say that one of them is Samoan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alfalfi.
I love that.
Alfalfi and his sister Samoan, his daughter, not his sister, his little sister, right? Yeah. He's kind of a big guy, mm-hmm. yeah. right? And she's like younger. She's like 12 and little, right? Punji mm-hmm. is a part of it. Punji is
American.
Don't say it.
No, Punji is. I want to give some people that need help. You know what I mean?
Punji.
A part in the movie, so. Punji, guess who's Punji?
JT Para?
Dad fan.
Oh.
Punji's that fan, mm-hmm. right? He's blind. right? And then...
Can he talk?
And then we got to put a white in it because, you know what I mean? He's got to put white people in it.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah. The Smith family.
Well,
father. Yeah. So
it's almost racist if you don't put any white people in because these are humanoids. And if you're saying humanoids only come in
are not
minority colors, then it's fucking weird.
It's all Asians or all humanoids.
Anyway, they, I'll forget it then.
I keep going.
They go on this trek to, you know what I mean? And they go on an adventure.
I want to hear you pitch that to Gene.
No.
You know what I liked about this is I thought
made it up.
No, but I thought you were taking it the route.
I give you a fucking story I want to pitch?
Yeah. The village route. I thought you were going the village route with it.
Oh,
like they think there's other things out there and they go on. They're like, there's nothing. We're like, it's like modern day times. But they think it's like post-apocalyptic. You know what I mean?
So they built this city.
Yeah.
Right. On this wall. Right. And they just... They go to the other, like,
they're told, like, hey, there's humanoids.
So they leave the wall and then they realize, oh shit, there's a Starbucks.
It's like, yeah.
It's so, like nothing happened?
No. So these elders lied to keep them trapped.
George?
Here.
The village meets Planet of the Apes.
And there we go.
Right.
You want to hear Maya Ridge? Mm. You want to hear Maya Ridge idea of my prison musical?
Oh, this is good.
I want to hear your prison musical. Go ahead.
So I've always had this idea of writing a prison musical set in the Philippines. And it centers around a, because you know, we have a very big, hold on 1 second. You're already nodding, you're not.
I'll tell you why.
What was your thought process?
Because number one,
yeah.
And be honest with me.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this before. This isn't something you're making up now.
She's practiced for years.
You've been thinking about for fucking 20 years. And be fucking honest.
Possibly.
You've told, yeah, not possibly. You've been saying this bullshit, this prison musical.
Wait, it's like one of the 50 ideas I shoot at you every day.
I know, but so I'm just saying, though, the fucking movie that I just created, I made up on the spot.
Set it in space, Kalila.
Set it in space. And yeah.
That logistics change then.
Yeah.
They can't
dance. Well, let me just tell you my prison musical.
You know, wearing a red
time.
Ball cap like that, red ball caps right now, I think should just wait a couple of years.
Bro, it was
because I know, but the
amount of double takes, I'll go like, yeah, They're like, oh, sorry, never mind. People have looked at me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whenever I see a red bell cap like that, I just kind of look up and I do a double take. And it'll say sometimes, you know, like, you know, State Farm, you know, insurance, you know what I mean, or something. And then you're like, oh, okay. But if it has an M on it, I freak the fuck out.
No one wants to hear my prison.
babe, go ahead.
Never mind.
No.
Now it has to be real good though.
No, it's. I'm gonna give
now
you,
it's built up.
I'm just gonna.
It's got to be so good.
Oh, I'm gonna give you a quick synopsis
or a long one.
My quick synopsis
okay,
is this.
Honestly, I have a production company, uh-huh. right? And I only have $6 million to do uh-huh. one project,
uh-huh.
and I want to see if you can sway me.
What's your name?
Alfonso de la Cruz.
Okay.
Alfonso de la Cruz.
Here are a couple things I want to say to you first before I pitch the show, Mr. De la Cruz.
That's nice. I just want to tell you real quick. Mm-hmm. I have Alan Ball in the lobby.
So oh, yeah. He had a flop though on HBO 2 years ago. Him, that Alan Ball?
Yeah.
Love him with six.
And the Duplass brothers.
Love them.
They're in the lobby. And just hurry the fuck up.
Okay.
Also, you have a 4 o'clock with Scorsese. I will,
thank you. Scorsese. Okay, so go ahead.
I'll certainly hurry up for those old white men. But
thanks for coming in. Thank you. Bring in. I mean, that's. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Before I pitch this to you, I want to say that I understand we're on a limited budget, but
$6 million is limited.
Yeah, for a fucking whole show. Oh, it's just a movie.
It's a movie.
Okay, it's not limited.
Whoa.
Give me a lower budget so then I can really convince.
No, you. I'm not changing.
Change
I'm
the
not
budget.
Changing the improv for
change
you.
Change the budget.
Okay. Right? Yeah, yeah. That's not how it works.
Okay, here we go.
You have to work within the confines of the improv and the things that you
first
have.
First, I want to share some good news.
It's crazy.
First, I want to share some good news with you, Mr. De La Cruz, is that while we have a $6 million budget, I think that I can make this movie for exactly $1 million. Wow. And here's why.
Why?
I was born and raised in the Philippines. Uh-huh. I have a far reach in that community, and we don't have to pay for a lot of things that we would usually have to pay for an American production.
Interesting. So you're not interested in using any stars?
I'm interested in using stars from the Philippines. It is teeming with talent and they're unknowns, and I think that they match in caliber to the big names that we have in America. And I think that it's time. It's time that we give these kids a platform to actually show their worth and their talent.
Yeah, but because I have one project to do, I'm listening to
what you're saying. Sir, I already told you that it was going to cost 1/6 of what the budget was. Isn't that enough for you to actually hear my pitch?
And I am going to hear your pitch,
okay,
young lady. But I also want to say that you know, I'm interested in using, regardless of what the project is, real names in the project.
Okay, let's use Dave Bautista. He's of Filipino descent.
So you think that Dave Bautista would do a movie?
Absolutely. I think he's foaming at the mouth to do something that actually hits him in the heart, besides just
right,
being
so
a fucking
if the movie, we use $1 million for the movie, right?
It all goes to Dave Bautista.
Right, so so Dave Bautista is going to ask for at least $2 million.
Why are you? Do you not want to hear my pitch, Mr.
No, I would like to know. We're just getting the logistics done. I don't know why. First of all, we just met, and I'm the one that you're supposed to sell to, and you're being an asshole.
Well,
you're being a full blown fucking asshole right now.
I will say this is an unorthodox meeting, and I'm just here.
Who are you?
Your assistant. You have 4
That's
o'clock.
Right.
Says 4 o'clock. But hey,
go ahead.
She's a feisty one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Here's the premise of my prison musical. Mm-hmm. God damn it. We have a man named Jasper. And he works
David
at Batista? A vulcanizing.
David Bautista?
Possibly. He works at a vulcanizing shop in a small town in Toledo, Cebu, right?
I'm sorry, I don't know what a vulcanizing shop is.
It's rubber. Just look it up when you have time.
You know, it's your tone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's your tone. I don't like. Ma'am, I just met you. You're not also repped, so this was a favor, right? Can I just say this? I'm here for you. I'm interested.
Are you though?
I want to say, cut that out. That little attitude thing you're doing. I'm here for you. What's your name? Tim.
Tim.
Just tell the Duplass and Steven Spielberg just to wait. I'm willing to listen to this lady out.
Steve Smoke.
Yeah.
Do you guys mind waiting? We have a walk-in pitch. A walk-in pitch.
Yes. So please go ahead, but can you just, enough of the attitude.
Okay, so my main character works at a vulcanizing shop. He's a father of three. His name is Jasper.
Jasper.
Yes. To make ends meet, to make ends meet at night, he goes and he does drag competitions, and his name is Jasmine. He gets caught up, ends up in prison.
Well, how does he go to prison?
Well, in the Philippines, it's a little bit like right now, under the watch of President Duterte, everyone is being called a drug dealer.
He's a close personal friend of mine.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Who else is a close personal friend of yours? Bolsonaro? Donald Trump?
I don't know you that well, but even if you hear something that you don't like in a business situation, you let it pass.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
it's very patronizing of you, but thank you for giving me life advice.
Okay, Tim?
Mr. De La Cruz, I got your text. I looked up Vulcanite. Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
Yeah, thank you so much, Tim. So, Vulcanite. All right. Harden rubber or a similar material by treating it with sulfur at high temperature. The development of a method of fixing vulcanized rubber firmly into mild steel. So that's interesting. We learn something new every day. Thank you so much. So David Baptista is working as a vulcanizer.
Yes, he's been mistaken for a drug dealer named Jaguar.
Okay.
His name is Jasper. Goes by Jasmine at night. He does drag at night to make ends meet for his family, right?
Yeah, so why is he getting arrested here?
He's mistaken. It's a false identity thing. However, the biggest...
So it's like stir crazy. Write that down, Tim.
Stir crazy.
Falsely accused.
He then ends up in prison. And I don't know if you've ever seen how prisons are in the Philippines, but there's stacks, people sleeping on top of each other, very poorly ran. Sometimes they do the Michael Jackson dance.
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, hang on. Let me get to the point. I have three more sentences.
Wow. Wow, ma'am.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
He befriends three different people in there.
Mm.
And all of them plot to get him out of there and escape so he can make it in time for the biggest drag show of his life where he could possibly win 3 million pesos. So that's the whole plot. It's a musical in jail, and all the while they're plotting to get out so eventually he makes it to his, the big show.
Mm. So it's like stir crazy mixed with like Paris is Burning.
I would say it's My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend times Narcos.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's aggressive on both ends.
Okay. So thank you for coming in. We'll contact your... She has
no reps.
That's right. So we'll just direct message you on Instagram?
Yeah. Do you have an Instagram?
You have an Instagram?
I do.
Are you verified?
I am.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you are.
So, we'll just direct message you.
Okay.
And can I just tell you, so I don't know you that well. Just, you know, we're not your enemy.
Aren't you? Don't you have some place to be?
This is my office, bitch. All right, thank you for coming in. Wow. I hope you're not like that during regular other pitches.
No, I'm so nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm spineless.
That's really interesting.
I only talk like that to you.
That's good feistiness.
But, you know, I've been watching, I've been obsessed with, for the last year, a couple years, Kalila's just been like, you got to watch The Crown. And she just, it's funny because, you have the same thing with me. Whereas if I really want you to watch something, you won't watch it. It bothers you.
Well, no, 99% of the things we watch together it's your choice.
That's so, oh my God.
And every time I'm like, Speedy, this is a good show.
That's not true.
It's true.
At all. I mean, the last four things is you.
What were they?
Like?
I don't remember, but they were. So my point is that anyway, she's been trying the last couple of years.
Bobby wins again.
Yeah, a couple of years, you know, you've been saying to watch The Crown. And, you know, I in general, I don't really like, you know, anything like Colonial or Emma or any of these kind of like movies that come out like, you know, Pride and Prejudice, or I think that's what the same, right? Emma is that Victorian?
Jane Austen?
Victorian times, you know what I mean? Anything Victorian, English, white.
Did you ever watch The Tudors?
No.
Oh, that was a great show.
So I don't, you know, I just generally have this, you know, when I watch this stuff, it just makes me feel... I just can't identify. But when it comes to history, I do like. And she's been asking me to watch The Crown, and I've burned through the first season in 2 days, and I'm in the second season. I really like the show. It's really fun to watch.
I think it was fun to watch for me because I knew nothing about the monarchy. I'm not attached to it in any way. Mm-hmm. Don't really give a shit. So it was like, you know, it's like a brand new storyline for me that I'd never heard of.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, I didn't like when Princess Diana died, you know what I mean? That's where I met that girl. That girl, Jennifer, at the, right? So the first time I ever had 69 anybody was because of Princess Diana.
What?
Yeah. But like when Princess Diana died, I literally didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Oh. And I didn't know much about it. And then, you know, you would watch VH1 or different things on TV and you realize, oh, she died in a paparazzi were chasing her in Paris. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What are you doing your eyes? I was like that.
I thought there was some new information about it, but I was trying to remember it.
No, I'm just saying over the years, this is just little glimpses of things that you would pick up. But I had no like care about that. Like, you know, when a new baby was born, all right, and, you know what I mean? A princess, I don't give a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. But now that you have this Meghan Markle, Harry thing, you know, in the news in the last year.
Now you understand why they wanted to get the fuck out of there.
Now it puts in a bit, in a context that I can understand. And I think, I wish we were a monarchy.
You, me, Gilbert, and George?
The United States, I mean.
Oh, gosh, that would be horrible.
Yeah. No, because you still have the prime minister, right, acting as the president, right? And you just have this figurehead.
Then who counts? How do we vote on that? Or what is our lineage of royalty?
Let's do a lottery system.
To anyone?
Well, not anyone. You have to have
Okay. Do you know how much taxpayer money goes to something that doesn't do a lot? Like, a lot of taxpayer money goes to the monarchy and they just don't really do anything. You know, they wave their they travel to like the Commonwealth and whatever fucking island nations they've colonized and then wave and be like a superior white. It's fucking weird.
Well, that's why in our lottery in America, whites are excluded.
Oh, gosh. I want to jump out of this conversation.
Why?
The phrase whites are excluded.
Whites are excluded.
It sounds weird.
I want to talk about the Olympics.
It's not over yet.
It just has started. Here's why I feel like the Olympics are a little different and what I'm bummed about. So every 4 years, well, there's a couple things that happen that you and I bond heavily over. World Cup, Euro Cup, Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics. And it's a time where you and I really get together and it makes me so happy because we watch the same things and we get excited over the same things, right? And I just feel as though you haven't been watching the events with me this year. Mm-hmm. Except for skateboarding. Shout out to Marjolaine Dahl, who you doubted.
She didn't get... Did she get a medal?
Yeah, but she got seventh place. How dare you?
No, I mean... You gotta... Can I just ask the Filipinos? Let me know. I just want to... Mm-hmm. Right? Just shoot higher.
We got a girl.
We did. Heidelin Diaz. She won a gold.
She was amazing. I cried. Did I not cry today?
Yeah. How much higher do you want her to shoot?
Two goals.
I know, but with Marjolaine, right? You just say it's unfortunate she got seventh place.
It's not unfortunate.
No, I'll tell you why it is unfortunate, because I know her skill level.
Yeah.
And she could win the whole thing.
She did. She did. Didn't she win Worlds in 2018 or something like
yeah,
that?
She's so, yeah, she's that good.
Or Asian Games. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, any of those female skaters, like Raisa Leal.
Yeah,
But it's the Japanese that win.
Yeah.
Because we're very clinical.
Momiji won.
And you know what, Japanese people, especially, they can perform under pressure.
Well, the odds are on their side. It's their home country. They get to be with their family.
Yeah, but even if like Yuta Horigomi, who won the gold for men's skating. Street skating, mm-hmm. You know, his rise in skateboarding in the last 4 years, he just came out of nowhere. He's won a couple of SLS, you know, Street League, you know, which is like the greatest of all in the world in terms of contest skateboarders are in that competition. He just came out of nowhere and now he is the top, right? And it's like...
Yeah, but that's like saying like Nyjah didn't even medal. Like Marjolaine didn't medal, Nyjah didn't medal, but
I, and a huge Nyjah Houston fan. And if Nyjah, if you're listening, you know, I'm sorry, but you know your skill level is far above that. You should have gotten gold, you know? And it's like the pressure of it. And I get it. I've been in situations where I felt the pressure and I can't perform.
Hmm.
It's hard. But that's what's exciting about the Olympics. It's dramatic.
Well, Heidelin Diaz.
Which one's that? The weightlifter?
Yeah. Lifted over, like, I think 280 pounds.
Crazy.
And what I want to say about her is that while it seems like, wow, she won the first gold for the Philippines does not deserve her.
Wait, you never won a gold before that?
Never.
First one.
The last time we won a medal was her in Rio Olympics. She got a silver. And then before that was... What I remember was Onyok Velasco, which was he was a boxer and he won a silver and he got robbed. He should have won gold. But we have two boxers that could potentially medal now and one gymnast who could medal. I know that the country is a third world country, but it's like you're never going to have like it's teeming with talent. So much excellence and athleticism there. So much everything there. And
I've
just
been
like
there,
zero support. And it's like. You kind of, that's why a lot of these swimmers or even like someone like me, you end up in America because you just hope that you have the facilities here to help you get there. So what I'm saying is she wasn't up against the odds. She was up against impossibilities and she still won the gold
medal. Even your homeless are talented.
Oh, that's so mean.
No, it's not mean. That's a good, what, how's that mean?
All homeless are talented.
No. So like when she, let me just say, so if she, to me, what's her name?
Heidelin Diaz.
Heidelin. Just kind of call her Heidi.
No, just call her
Diaz.
Yeah,
no. I just call her Heidi.
You can say Heidelin.
I can't. I don't want to. I refuse.
All right. Heidelin. His name is Ichimura. I'm gonna call him Ron.
Yeah. So Heidelin. She won the first gold, right? Of
ever,
right?
Ever.
And so, if I'm a country, like if I'm Duterte. Right, and I see, even if it was like the Special Olympics and they got a gold, I would like build a little statue of them.
Yeah, but now they'll do it. But previous to this, what I'm saying is like,
do you think they will?
Probably now, but what I'm saying is like, they weren't there for her when she needed the support, and this is a highly misogynistic country.
But can I just argue this?
What?
Let's just argue this. Right?
Already?
No, this is not a funny thing. This is not an absurd thing. But do you think that her struggles of not getting funding and all the things that she went through to get there, I believe that helped her win the gold.
I also believe,
I think if
like,
she had the high, if she had the best facilities, the greatest coaches, all the funding in the world, living in, you know, a really posh, you know what I mean, apartment, high rise, you know, having a driver, all that stuff. I think all that stuff, you know what I mean, would be a negative. I think that her struggles is what made her get the gold.
I'm so tired of that narrative that like you have
Why
to live...
Why is it that everything that I say, you just say the other thing?
Like you don't need to live a traumatized, pained existence to get to a good place in your life. Like Michael Phelps grew up in a nice suburban home with supportive family, with a pool to swim in every day, not worried about education, fuck it, probably goes to the mall with his friends, not worried about whether he's going to have a meal on his table.
Okay, how many golds did Michael Phelps?
7. He beat Mark Spitz's record. Probably 8.
I will argue
eight
this.
Beijing.
Let me argue this.
I think
if he did have a struggled life, he would have won 12.
You're saying he actually didn't reach his potential.
He didn't reach his potential. So
he's so dumb.
No, that's not my dumb. That's my argument. Don't get angry. Why are you so angry? Why do you get angry when you look at me? I'm just trying to have a conversation with you.
I'm just so proud of Heidelin.
I am too. I cried when that happened.
I know, but how come, right? How come you agree with me and we have these really beautiful moments of crying over Heidelin when the cameras are off? But when the cameras are on, you have to say that you have to always go and antagonize.
What's her name?
Because.
Why do you do that?
I'll tell you why I do it. I thought it was obvious to everyone in the room, but I do it because it's entertaining.
Yeah, but
if I just said, okay, let's rewind now. We've never talked about Heidelin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start from that. I'm going to be positive. Go ahead.
Okay. So, the first ever Olympic gold medal.
I know.
Was won by a Filipino woman named Haida Lynn Diaz.
Oh.
And it was so emotional. And I cried, and I'm so proud of her. And she was up against impossible odds, and she managed to beat the reigning world Chinese champion.
She's like Rocky.
Isn't she?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. I mean, when you showed me the video today, and I cried,
mm-hmm.
What a victorious victory.
I hate... the victorious victory victorious is really bad.
Victory. It's the improv team name. Hi, we're Victoria's Victory. Can we get a suggestion, please?
So you're trying to say that whatever I say, your duty is to go against it on this pod.
To me, I think that that's what creates conflict and but I could be wrong too. You know, maybe we could be a bigger podcast if I just agreed with everything you said.
I think I don't agree with anything you say either. So that's also on me.
Yeah. So why don't we try from now on, from this moment forward, right?
Ooh.
To just agree with everyone, what we say.
Yeah. We'll
and see how that goes.
So can we try?
Let's talk about Hawaii then.
Let's talk about it. Okay. And it's all agreement.
Yeah. All agree.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah. All right. All
Hawaii
agreement.
Was so fun.
Yeah.
I got to dive every day. Didn't you like that?
Oh, I loved it.
Your voice.
I loved.
Did your voice break?
No, I loved. You know what I love about you, baby?
What do you love?
That you love diving every day. And because because you're there in the element,
mm-hmm.
and it's I know for you, the ocean is your home,
mm-hmm.
and when you're amongst the sea creatures and stuff, it's like I think you're looking for angler man. I honestly, you know what I mean? That you're in the search for angler man.
Yeah,
you're a little fantasy guy.
Where were you when I was diving?
Well, I'm doing something that I love to do.
Which is
sleeping. Right, babe?
Yeah.
Did you like that, Cloud?
Did you like that?
I loved when you slept.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't drew. I sleep good.
Honestly,
that's my element, right?
After my dive, I would call and then you wouldn't pick up. And I was like, oh, he's sleeping.
Yeah.
I was so proud of you.
You're so proud of me, right?
Yeah, and I would
come
back.
That you would come, you'd go diving.
Yeah.
Have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You're also on the other side of the island, which takes like an hour,
yeah.
right? So hour both back and back, right?
Yeah.
You come back and then it's new afternoon. I'm still sleeping.
Yeah, and I go in, right? I'm like, my people.
Yeah. And you let me sleep.
And we're like, let's go to the cove. And there's no conflict.
No conflict.
We get along.
Yeah. You know, baby.
I went to a bar for the first time.
I've seen you
in 2 years.
Oh, in 2 years.
Yeah. She went to a bar.
Mm-hmm. It was one called Duck Butt.
Yeah, Duck Butt.
It was epic. And
did you drink?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Wow. Was
your I did.
Heart okay?
I honestly scared me a little bit. But you know, you have first drink and then second drink and then you get ideas. And then now you're searching all over the island for a strip club. That was me.
What? That's
like dangerous. This is why I think that I shouldn't really get past like two drinks.
Yeah, but you know, I you know when you get dolled up and you go out,
yeah,
and I like that because it's a semblance of normalcy,
mm-hmm.
and it's like I just love when you go out with the girls.
It was, yeah, three girls.
Yeah,
three guys. Two guys.
Also, so I can you from now on can you go to the premieres with me?
No, only for Sterling's. Because I love him so much.
Yeah, but what happens is, like, I just went to a premiere and I asked you to go. You said there's no way you're going. You had nothing else to do. It was for How It Ends, which is Zoe Lister-Jones.
I love her. And like, I hear the movie's great. Here's my thing is, I also don't trust you that I am, like, you read an invite. And I don't know if you're dragging me there, if I'm the plus one, if I'm even invited.
Okay, I just want to let you know that there's no premiere where they'll say, only you can go. That's never happened in the history of things. It's always you and a guest.
Plus one.
I was really busy packing.
No, you weren't.
I was packing.
Now I got to go to this thing, right?
Look how happy you look without me.
There should be a person right here.
No, that's the cast. They're all in
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm not in it.
But look at...
Oh, Zoe's so hot.
But look at Zoe, how hot Zoe. But look at my idol, Bradley Whitford.
Are you wearing Adidas slides?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. I just realized I was wearing a suit.
Open toe. Yeah, oh my God. But look at Bradley Whitford.
I love that guy.
I He's love the best. Him. The very best. Also, that girl in the green dress, she was in Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Yeah.
Tawny Newsom, Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, second.
Connie Nielsen's Chicago.
Okay.
But yeah, so next time, yeah, and I remember Zoe looking at my feet going, she's like, that's you. And I go, oh, no.
Now, I don't think it's the shoes or the slide she was commenting on. Yeah. I really do think it was your fucking dragon talons. Because I have begged you to go to get a pedicure with me.
Wait, what's wrong with your feet?
Yeah, I have bad feet.
No, his nails is like shaped all like zigzag and shit.
Zigzag?
I have zigzag feet. But then like Seth Rogen was there. Like a lot of people were there. And it was like having conversations. And I just get like really kind of like, I wish Kalila was here because it's just someone else to like, you know, go, this is my girlfriend. And then maybe you guys can have a conversation. And it's just that kind of thing where it's like, it's a little awkward for me.
Okay, well, next time I will be there.
You're not
for
invited
you.
For that one.
Wait, I am invited to Sterling's because he told me himself that he invited.
I refuse to go.
I'm going to go regardless. We'll go separately.
No, we'll go separate.
They're going to
separate time.
Well, the Rumorville will say we're no longer together.
I know. Can you take that off?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh God.
I have a question for the gang. Mm-hmm. So recently I came across this controversy on TikTok that says that some of you guys don't wash or shower your legs when you're in the shower. Like you don't scrub it. Is that true?
I scrub. I have to because of my eczema.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Right. I have to scrub. Wait, what do you mean you don't wash your legs?
Here's how I know I don't. Because so when I, after the pandemic and I asked you, can I go to the Korean spa? And you said, yes, I went there. And this is not even a joke. It's not an exaggeration. I was in the steam room and, you know, I was there by myself and I just started rubbing my legs like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it created a ball.
A black
skin. What is it?
Mugre.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I had two of them because I had rolled it like this. Mm-hmm. And then I combined the two. I made one big one. It was like a mugre about this big. And then I started doing this.
Yeah.
I made another ball. I had a ball of mugre. Right? A big ball of mugre. And I would do it with my skin on my arms.
Yeah.
Nothing. Because when I'm in, you know, I do scrub here. I don't fuck with the legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, that's what my stepdad was saying. He was like, no, the soapy water just hits it on the way down, so you don't need to do any scrubbing. And it drives my mom crazy because
that's what happened.
That's mugre.
Yeah, I had mugre, yeah.
All you hear in the shower when it's my mom is kee, 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 kee. She's scrubbing her legs so hard.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you're exfoliating.
Yeah.
You're getting clean.
Yeah, it's like I take care of North America, but South America, you know what I mean?
Another thing I don't visit about you is that, like, I don't understand how sometimes you don't wash your hair.
Never. It'll go a month sometimes.
That's so nanny.
I was told you're not supposed to wash your hair.
You're not supposed to wash. You lose your hair that way.
Yeah, okay, maybe not every day, but at some point, like, I'm very sensitive to the smell of scalp.
What's this?
What?
On your finger.
Oh, that's paper towel. I've been here.
Okay.
I'm stemming.
All right.
Leave me alone. I have sensory issues.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of places I don't wash. Like, I don't think I've ever washed my back.
That's very hard.
That's okay. But don't you use the little towel to do like a la bacara to do this to the back?
No, because I have such short arms. I can't do it. Look at this. Let's say I have the thing here, right? I can't do it.
Get a longer one then.
I can't do it.
That's impossible because we have that long Korean towel in the shower.
No, I've always asked you. I've always wanted to ask you while I was taking a bath, could you scrub my back?
Gladly. Oh. I'll scrub your legs too.
I don't want to fuck with my I like the mugre.
I offered multiple times? Babe, let me cut your toenails and you won't let me.
I like the mugre. I like the toenails, all right? There's certain parts of my body I like the way they are. It's like if you go to like an ancient city like...
Atlantis?
Not
that's an ancient city.
Atlantis.
Italy?
No, like a city where there's old buildings. Like, for instance, somewhere in India. Give me a place where there's temples.
Mumbai.
Yeah. There's probably ancient temples there, right?
Oh, yeah. There's actually a Zoroastrian temple. Yes. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. And they don't, like, do they go, hey, let's repaint that?
No, it's
They leave it the way it is. That's how my feet are. Oh, they're ancient.
They're ancient, yeah.
Right? They're temples.
Do you guys put the whole soap bar in your butt? George.
The soap bar?
So you, some people, they do this, get it foam, then butt. I sometimes will just put the whole thing in my butt and go fast.
Oh, the whole soap. I thought you were putting it in your hole.
I put it in the hole.
Sometimes it goes in the
hole. What I do is I'll carve out
yeah.
a piece of soap, pull it. I really will do this.
Oh my God, you're actually a bubble butt.
Hold on. What? You're ripping cakes. You're carving
out. I'm like ripping out a piece of soap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, in the water, I'll just make a little like mini dildo.
This is
a soap dildo, right? I really will do this. What's so funny?
A mini dildo?
Out of the soap.
Okay.
Right? And then I'll just jam it in my asshole, right? And I'll do like a screw. And it's so good because you get it inside the hole.
Do you fart bubbles?
Yeah.
That's cute, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't wash my vagina with soap ever.
Is this like showroom vagina when mm-hmm. I'm down there with her? Like it's never been used.
Oh, wow. That's
like
nice.
If Macy's had like a vagina department.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like, no, I'm being real, like a pristine, like, oh, this is the new model.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not coming out until, 2024.
Brand new.
So it's in, you know, development.
I will say I take really good care of my instruments.
And that's what I'm saying. Like when it comes to vaginas, is that what you're talking
it's
about?
It's a good one.
It's one of the best. In fact, like if there was a Michelin star.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Like if they did it, it would be one.
One star?
It's, yeah, you're not going to get Michelin.
What's a three star?
How would you describe a two-star vagina and a three-star Michelin star vagina?
You're saying.
Yeah, no, listen, I don't want to say anything.
You're saying my pussy is not a Noma? Rene Redzepi?
Or an Alinea?
No, but I think there's got to be different like criteria when it comes to vagina. It's like, you know.
What's that place in.
Elasticity? Elasticity?
Snapback.
Snapback.
What if I had to snap back from? It's just your dick that goes
and
in
and that's
there.
Rude. And I'm the judge, and I'm the Michelin star guy, right?
There we go.
And you can't accuse the Michelin star guy with a small dick.
You don't have a small dick. Stop saying that.
It's not snapping back. You're saying it's not snapping back.
No, I'm saying birth, other things.
What are you
going
to say, George?
Great great food, but the wait staff here is a little lippy. I think a little.
You're calling me lippy.
Okay, that's good.
My shit,
okay.
You know what? For that's your good. Information, it's not as lippy as it should be.
You know, you know what? The comedy is good. That's coming from you, right? It's just your voice.
Delivery.
it literally is your voice. You know what I mean? So it's like, it takes. Anyway, my point is...
You sound like everybody on Reddit by saying that. That's all I hear.
I'm sorry, Shane. I apologize.
I love your voice.
You have great legs, though, and that's
it. All that matters, yeah.
That's all that matters. But your vagina is... how do I explain it? It would be showroom, right?
Yeah.
Or it would be one-star Michelin, but I think three stars, I'm going to kind of, you know what I mean? It's, you know...
I would say mine is probably a very reliable Toyota RAV4. 2019, not even 2021.
2017.
2017?
Yeah, 2017 RAV4.
All-wheel drive.
That hasn't been driven a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Low mileage. 20, oh, no, it's not true. High mileage, but very efficient.
Maintenance.
Yeah, yeah.
Good maintenance, yeah.
But you know what's funny is that I haven't necessarily been with a lot of people. I just fuck a lot.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on from there. Don't
highway
put that out.
Miles,
but
highway miles.
Yeah.
But it's highway miles. Yeah, it's just that, like, I've never had, like, multiple, like, one-night stands. I don't do one-night stands.
Hold on. I'm getting texted from... Okay, just to confirm how many people are getting...
Highway miles?
Just me.
Wow. Rene Redzepi.
Okay, here's what I meant to say. Let me clarify my statement, because it came out wrong. It's just that in my life, like maybe compared to you, I haven't had a lot of one-night stands. I've always had like three-week stands, where it's like, I will meet someone, we have this mini romance, we have a lot of sex, and then it's goodbye.
I see.
And I never speak to them again.
Yeah, but I've, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, a lot of people think that I'm a, you know, I'm a machine. You know what I mean? I get a lot of girls back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I've only been in relationships.
You have been only in relationships.
And I think the being is because I looked in the mirror a long time ago and I went, yeah, this you need to commit with this. With this body and your attitude and your personality,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get hot chicks, but you have to like look them in the eye and go, oh, let's go for the long drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've always known if I looked like Steven Yeun, I might have looked in the mirror and go, no, I can... You mean?
God, if you look like Steven Yeun.
Babe, I don't like the way I don't like the way you just did that.
That was
right,
Michelin star.
Because there's a lot of girls I could say that about.
Oh, I wouldn't hurt my feelings.
If you look like
so many,
I can't even think of one. That's why you're the.
And wow, that's you're the very.
Prettiest. You're the prettiest. Yeah. I saw that also. You know the Kingdom show, that movie that they put out.
What's that?
Oh
one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashen of the North, I think that's what it's called.
So you know, have you watched Kingdom,
Kingdom?
The Korean zombie series?
Oh, I've seen that. No,
it's wonderful. It's a great.
You've
show.
Never seen Kingdom?
No.
Oh my God, it's on Netflix. It's watch the first two seasons. It's a masterpiece.
And so in between, before they release the
third
next,
season,
the third season, they released this movie.
This movie. Do you see Kingdom?
Mm-mm. I've seen the trailer.
Oh my God, you guys are missing out on one of the best shows ever.
It's very well
it's
done.
It's so well done. It's so good. It's so good. And it's like, you know, I'm a huge, like, I love that subgenre of zombies. Although, you know, Army of the Dead was not great. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What? Army Do you see it?
Yeah. Zack Snyder's?
Yeah. But when you see Kingdom, right, and for some reason when Koreans do it, first of all, when you put, like, when you make the zombie in a different country, mm-hmm. right? It changes it a bit.
I don't understand how my
because Korean zombies, Asian zombies are just different.
In what? Yeah, characteristics.
Well,
they bend differently.
Because of
like you know how Asians can
bow.
No, you know how we can sit like this.
Oh yeah, squat.
Right? No, I'm not just.
Zombies can just Asian zombies can just do something different.
Yeah,
like sometimes
hypermobility in their hips.
They have hypermobility, right? So they can sprint faster.
Taekwondo,
right? I think they're also Asian zombies, and don't get offended by people, right? Are smarter,
organized.
They're more, you know what I mean? They're more like, you know what I mean? You go there, I go here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
or they don't talk like that. They go. Hur, hur, hur.
That's true because American zombies don't have a thought between those eyes.
Yeah.
Korean zombies, you can tell that they're trying. They're trying to strategize.
Also, you see American zombies, and when there's no humans around, they're always like roaming around, like, you know what I mean, a grocery store.
Yeah.
They're shopping.
They're
in an abandoned McDonald's. Right, but I bet you when Asian zombies, when they're not chasing down other Asians, right, they're probably doing some sort of work.
Yeah, engineering
and counting
on a lap on a computer.
You know,
maybe they're just standing there. You know what I mean? And they have an abacus.
the oldest mathematical tool.
Yeah, mathematical. You know what I mean? They're doing something.
Wait, we also loved Alive.
What's that one?
Remember, they were stuck in the building. And then it was another zombie Korean
Asian
movie.
One. Korean one.
Yeah, and then the girl was across the other building.
Oh, that was a great one.
That was a smart
that
one.
That was another smart one. Just Asian zombies are scarier. You know what I mean? Because there's just something more behind it, a work ethic. Can I just say that there's a work ethic behind Asian zombies? Is that cancelable?
No.
I don't think it's cancelable, right? So that's why in a movie like or TV show like Kingdom, it's hundreds of years ago in old-timey Korea.
Chosun.
Like Chosun, Korea, right? And it's like, they do little clever devices that hasn't been done before. Mm. Like, I'll just give something away.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just give something away?
Please,
yeah.
Please.
So Asian zombies, right, in Kingdom, right, during the day, they're not around. They're sleeping underneath like shade, like underneath, like they're all huddled together underneath a rock or underneath a building, and they're all, and then when at night they come alive, mm-hmm. right? So you think they don't like the sunlight, right? Mm-hmm. So the humans in Kingdom are like, we're fine during the day, you know what I mean?
They can have a life.
They sleeping.
Oh, I see.
They sleep, right? But then I'm giving a spoiler.
Okay.
If you don't mind. But then one day, so they're walking around. Now it's kind of November, and the zombies are out during the day. So they realize it's not the sunlight.
It's the heat.
It's the heat. Right? Like little tiny devices like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
At which point I would be taking a boat straight to Vanuatu or some type of very humid island.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all right, I don't want to be here in the fucking winter.
Right. Yeah. You, that's fine. Go to the Fijis or something. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Go to the Philippines. Go to Micronesia. Go to like whatever hot island there is.
Which brings me back to, did you see A Quiet Place too?
Oh, I loved it.
It was good.
A masterpiece, I thought.
Really good.
Sound design.
Sound design. It's also pacing. That dude, John Krasinski, is talented, bro. And I should have said more to him at the fucking restaurant.
Wait, when did you see Jim?
At the restaurant?
At Nobu.
Oh, that's right.
I was in Hungary.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there with Janina. And we're just eating. And then she kind of goes, look over there. And there was a guy. And he kind of goes like this.
He calls you over?
Like, hi, come over. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know who it is. Right? I don't know who it is. I'm like, and Janina just gets up to go. It's like, oh, God. I walk over there. And then this guy's talking to me. He's like, hey, I've seen you around LA, right? We've run into each other before, right? And I look, and it's John Krasinski, right? And I just go, what's that, man?
Why'd you do it like that?
I know. It was weird. It was weird because I wanted to act.
You look like angry Stevie Weeks.
I wanted to act cool. No, I wanted to act cool, right? Because I don't want to go, oh my God, I love your shit, right? I don't want to be too, you know, dick sucky, right? But I did the opposite, which made me look weird. I was like, yeah, good to see you around too, man. You know what I mean? All right, later. And I just walked away. It was fucking weird.
Oh my God.
It was fucking weird. If you're listening now, I'm a huge fan, and I thought you're that movie. It's, you know, it's great to see, you know, guys like Jordan and guys like John who are stepping outside, you know, acting and comedy and doing other shit, showing their skill set. And it's like, you know, what I've been doing is I've been watching movies now, and I'm watching now what's in a wide, how they're cutting, like angles, how they're cutting certain things.
Yeah.
And what, so maybe I'm going to try one day.
I really wish that you played around more with like cameras and stuff, because I really think you have an amazing eye.
I think so too. I think I would be good at takes and have different. I just, I need to be. You get one shot at it, I think.
What do you mean?
If you're famous, yeah.
No, if I wanted to do a movie and direct it, I would want it to be the best. Like, I want to look at it in the editing room and going, yeah, this is exactly what I wanted.
Direct my prison musical.
That's not my thing. I don't think that's my thing, babe.
Dela Cruz, I thought you loved it.
No. I just, you know, I don't know much about choreography. I think that thing needs like really good choreography. And like even like a movie with action scenes, it's a different kind of.
The element that I forgot to add there was that the birthplace of Eskrima and Arnis and a lot of this weapons fighting is in Cebu. That's the birthplace of it. So it would involve a lot of...
I thought that was dancing.
Weapons fighting? Eskrima? You're talking about...
Your Filipino prison movie?
I know, babe, but in the prison, part of the musical, there's a lot of martial arts like Eskrima.
You never said that.
And Arnis. I just added that information.
So you're just adding new shit right now?
That's what I forgot, Mr. Dela Cruz.
I'm sorry. Security tried to stop her, but she's
back
adamant.
In here?
She was adamant.
How did she just run back in here?
She fought people.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pass on your project as a director. As a producer, I'll think about it, but it's a hard pass. There's no way I'm doing it. So that's good. anyone that wants to see something, a good zombie show, it's The Kingdom. I'm
gonna watch.
Imploring you to do it, both of you. Mm-hmm. And then
a guilty pleasure of mine was I Am Legend. I know the zombies look like shit, but I love the idea.
I'll tell you why I liked I Am Legend.
Yes.
And the reason why I liked it is because it's the first time in a movie like that where I see a believable relationship between a man and a dog.
Samantha.
Oh, yeah.
That's what really broke my heart at the end when you thought that Sam was a dog, a boy.
Yeah.
Sam, at the end. He's like, Samantha. A single teardrop.
Yeah, but and when Samantha turns, right, and he has to kill her.
Yeah.
It's probably the most saddest thing I've ever seen. And that's why when I watch a movie, I've said this before, of Signs.
Yes.
What's my problem with Signs?
Is that they didn't bring the dog in.
Yeah, they're in the house and they hear the barking, like, oh, we left him out. It's like, that'd be the first thing before my kids, bitch.
Right. You know what? That would.
Yeah. Like, my kid would be outside going, Dad.
Too late.
And I'd be with the dogs. I'd be like, it's too late for him. I mean, the dogs and cats would be first. You know what I mean? Maybe not the cat. I think the cats will be fine.
Yeah, I can't enjoy movies where there's any type of threat to the animals.
Yeah.
I'm out of it. I'm just like, oh, this person who made this movie is not a dog or an animal lover.
Another one, Independence Day, you know what I mean? When she's in the tunnel with her kid.
Yeah.
Oh. They're the dog, right? And they're like, come on, Buffy. I don't know what the dog's name is. And he barely makes it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he would have burned in that fucking tunnel, I would have walked out of the theater.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to me.
Filmmakers, are you listening?
Yeah, don't, and here's another thing is that why not, in all these movies, right, why isn't it ever a cat?
It's always the dog.
It's always the dog, right? Because I think cats...
They're too smart.
No.
No emotion, right?
No what? Emotion, what?
But a dog... A dog squealing while you're... It's changing into zombies.
A cat, that, cat's cat doing
like,
that?
Cat's
that
that's like, a, no, cat's just like, meow.
No. This is what you would hear.
Yeah.
You're right. You wouldn't be like, I'd be like, Ming.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, Mimo.
Mimo. Oh, you know how mad I would be if you forgot Ming outside?
You know how mad I'd be? Because that's something I would never do, only something you would do.
I feel like you'd miss Ming.
I would never. What's your strategy? Here. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Agreement
who,
podcast.
Who is the more loving and responsible owner? If this house were, there was a fire and we're up close, what's your strategy? What's your breakout strategy?
That we all die together.
Oh my
and
God.
So my breakout strategy.
What the fuck?
No. When the fire dissipates,
yeah.
They're going to find my dead carcass. And underneath my body is all my animals.
Alive or dead?
Dead.
Then what's the point?
But we're dead together.
One for all,
right?
And all for one. Yeah.
You would save two or three.
No, I wouldn't.
And we would all be, I'd be dead in the house.
I am so paranoid about that, especially with my cats, that I line up three different crates in a safety closet.
Oh, wow.
And I count the steps I've already taken from bed. So if there's a fire that breaks out, and I practice, I drill it every day.
I have an argument. And this is the truth.
I have a contingency plan.
Okay, don't get offended by this, because I'm going to give it up.
Of course, it's going to hurt me.
I don't get offended by this.
She's going
to
be offended.
But I'm going to give it up
so
to you.
So hurtful all the time.
No, I'm going to give it up to you, right? And I have to say out loud that in terms of responsibility and escape plans and what to do, right, you have it down on lockdown, and I do not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you that. But the second thing is, I really believe this, is that I love them more.
Are you offended?
I really believe that.
Are you offended, Kalila?
I believe I love my animals more. And that can never be proven.
Who feeds them every day?
It has nothing to do with, it's the heart.
Who gives them water, fresh water?
I don't think you're
day?
Capable.
Who pets them every day?
I don't think you're capable of that
can
kind
you,
of love.
Can you list some like intangibles that you do?
Yeah, well, what's the measure? How do you measure that? For me, it's acts of service. And I show those acts of service every day.
I'll give you one tangible evidence, if I may. Mm-hmm. I do count kisses. So I count the amount of times. Like, so when you and I are laying together and Gobi comes up to us,
mm-hmm.
Gobi loves to kiss us both, right? Or Julio. That's a better example, because mm-hmm. Julio's a maniac when it comes to kissing. I think he's French. And he, I really do. So when Julio's on us and I see, sometimes our heads are next to each other, so he'll go back and forth, right? You pull away after about 5 seconds.
Because I'm not into bestiality.
And see, that's why my love is deeper. Because it's no, I'm not, no, my, no, 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 stop, stop, stop.
That came out
with it's me. Not bestiality, right? But I don't even think of it.
Babe, I don't want to get giardia or some shit that will give me diarrhea.
My point is I'm willing to do it out of love. And that's why my love is greater.
You know why my love's greater? I posted on Instagram a video of Gobi licking the inside of my mouth and got a lot of shit for it. Are you willing to do that? That's how I know I was willing to prove my love.
That's not, that was by accident. You thought that it was going to get a lot of hits and love, and the comments were shocking to you.
I was like, oh, they really hate this. And I was singing a BG
song.
So
let this be known today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Kalila's more responsible, but I have far more love. And I want to say that in life, everyone in this room.
The mother always gets shit on at the end.
No. I'm going to talk about these boys too, right? the amount of love I have, it's just deeper. It's a deeper sea.
You think you love them more than I love them?
No, in just your capability of love.
Hang on one second.
This wordplay is amazing.
Who shows you more love, Joel? I'll start with George. Who shows you more love? Who do you feel more love for?
It's not out of words or action.
Wait, don't try to manipulate him. You have your own love language, how you receive and view love, how you perceive love. Who do you feel more loved by?
Hey, Gilbert, you want to go first on this one?
I will go first. This is why it's tricky for me, because I have two love languages when I took the test at our top.
Yeah.
One, physical touch. Got to grab them titties on me.
Who grabs titties more, Bobby?
So here's the thing. It's physical touch and words of affirmation.
Okay.
Kalila's words have definitely picked me up a lot, and she actually is genuine. Interesting. But here's physical. Here's the thing. She does not.
Interesting.
But here, she does not. There is a playfulness you have with me where you will touch
the kitty
me.
Touching.
We play around. I definitely feel love from that.
Gilbert, I can't jiggle your balls. It's inappropriate.
Well, he doesn't. I feel close.
May I stop you?
Yeah.
May I stop you there, right? Is she trying to get you?
So I don't have the Hollywood strings.
Is she trying to get you on a network show? And actually has pushed it along so that you could do this.
Who brought you on this podcast, Gil?
All right.
Oh.
So my point is that what is she willing to do?
Everything in my power. Exactly. It's just that I don't have that Hollywood pull because you're the most Hollywood in this room.
I don't either. Ooh. I had to pull. You think that it was like an easy call?
No, it was hard.
No, it was pulling levers and mechanisms and things that you'll never be able to understand.
God. Okay, George, your turn.
Well, I think Bobby gives bursts of warmth. And Kalila has a steady.
What was that?
Yeah,
shows steady warmth.
I give steady warmth.
But steady warmth, I believe, is not. It is fake.
But bursts.
Steady bursts is real, right? Because that's
in between those bursts. George, I have a question for you. My follow up question is: in between those bursts of warmth, what do you feel? Is it a dead cold?
Yeah. There's sometimes some icy air that hits, but there's bursts of warmth too.
Yeah, yeah. That's life, bud.
Yeah.
Warmth and icy air.
You gotta have both. You gotta have good and evil.
You know, fire and ice, baby.
So, George, who do you feel more loved by?
Right now, neither of you. This is pretty scary.
good answer.
Very good answer.
I feel...
Most of the time, you, Kalila.
Thank you.
Then every so often, Bobby comes in and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, here's the deal.
His love is big and shiny. Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal, friend, right? You know, you can buy into fake love all you want, okay? But I don't buy into it.
What's his son's name?
His son? George Jr.
What do they call him?
But did I get that right, though?
Yeah. But that's the easiest one. We already talked about it.
It doesn't matter. And I only answer one question.
Is it George Jr.?
And we move on.
It's not George Jr. What number? George the what?
The third.
Nope.
The fourth.
Nope.
The fifth.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then there's that burst. Thank you for calling this
up. The fifth.
The fifth.
Right. That's ridiculous. Change it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Somebody in their life, you know, when your son.
Well, he's actually more like the 14th, George Kimmel. Just they had different middle names way back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You can't stop.
What are you, a monarchy? Why?
Kinda, huh? Mm-hmm.
Let's just go back. I want to end with this. May I end with my life? Can I do the final statement?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The final statement is that my heart is an abyss of love. It's endless. It drops for eternity, right? You guys have love like a little balloon pocket of love. And you it's there, right? But mine's so deep. And I'm going to say this as my final thing.
We don't get a rebuttal?
No.
Okay.
I love all three of you so very much. And may wisdom and the torch of life and your offspring travel through time within each layer of glacier ice and fire, right? And beneath the wind of my sea, we will create a magical temptation and, right, everlasting foundation of creating our miracles.
I feel loved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel loved. Hey guys, that is our solo. You guys asked for a solo. We got a solo, but we also have amazing guests coming through.
Stacked. Very stacked.
Very stacked. Guest list. For sure. Any shout outs? Do we have a shout out in the room for anyone? George, shout outs for your child? Anyone?
Not my child right now. Actually, a shout out to Victor. I knew this time was going to come. I was back at my parents' house.
Is he my ex?
No.
Oh, I was going to be like, oh my God, you found Puppet?
Shout out to Kalila's ex.
I had an ex named Victor, guys.
That is true. Puppet.
No, I was back home, and the folks at my parents' nursery had a big old lunch for me about the Monday I got back for so they could see my son.
Nice.
And one of the kids there who's working this summer, whose mom's worked for us forever, he was like, looked at me, he was like, hey, big fan of the podcast. So I gave him a nice shirt. His name's Victor. Shouts out to Victor. He wants to be a comedian like everybody that we work with.
Oh, that's sweet.
So
I love Victor. What a great name.
Hit me up if you want any advice on anything. And yeah, I hope. Stay in touch, buddy. His mom got his photo for me.
I think I saw that. I was like, that's so crazy. Yeah, he works with the company your mom owns. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
My shout out is to the entire island of Oahu.
Ooh.
Not the people. Well, the people too. My friend Aaron, who took us out diving every day. It was literally like the best time of my life. But just generally, my shout out is to the topography
of Hawaii
and the ocean and just the actual island itself.
It appreciates it very much.
It's like, you know, I realized that really is my respite. Like you can't find a happier version of me than when I'm in the water. I know that's really corny to say, but also shout out to the first bar I went to in 2 years. Shout out to Duck Butt. It's a Korean karaoke place.
That's your first
had
bar.
A blast. They have great soju there. They have all flavored soju. They have taro. They have, they have Melona. You know Melona, the bar?
We should
the bar? but shout out just to the fucking the island.
I want to give a shout out to Kalila getting wasted. She doesn't.
I didn't get wasted.
You did.
I didn't. I had 2 drinks.
You just told me earlier that you almost, when you drink, you want to go strip club.
You guys don't have those feelings. It's just me. And I don't know what it is. I think I lived in Vegas too long. It's just what we did for so long.
Sure.
That it was part of like, it's just me trying to be nostalgic about something. So we were like, oh yeah, what are we going to do now? Well, you know, Spearmint's open and we would just go there with friends and stuff. So I tried to
live some of that,
apply that, but you know, it was unsuccessful and we did try to go into this speakeasy and that did not bode well for us. We almost got killed
because Puppet?
We weren't allowed there. It was like some secret party.
Oh, you guys
and
were about to.
We were like, hi, we're from out of town. Like, will you let us go in?
That's the worst thing
you can say. Fuck no, leave.
That's the worst thing you can say in Hawaii. Hi, we're from out of town.
It certainly wasn't me. You think I would do that? I sent my friend Melanie to do it. I'll say, hey, go over there and ask if they'll have us.
Take one for the team.
Oh, God. But it was a good time. I really wish that we could go back there as a team.
George, are there any announcements for the Celeb Kingdom?
Thanks to everybody who bought merch. I think we are sold out, officially sold out.
I think so.
Yep.
Maybe one, two more 4Xs. So get those last 2 4Xs.
Oh, they're still up?
One.
Is there a 4X? I think there's one. Can I have it?
Okay, we are officially sold out. No more 4Xs.
We are officially sold out.
I love big sleepy shirts that come down to my knees. It makes me remember a time when I had big, tall boyfriends.
I don't know why I laugh so hard. You leave the room, you get dissed.
Well, here's 2 options in my life, right? So I actually have the better of the 2 options, which is you have a boyfriend that's way bigger than you, and then you have all of these boyfriend jeans or boyfriend tops you get to wear and just swimming in them and you feel really cute. Or you can be the exact same size as your boyfriend and you can share everything from socks, underwear, beanie, tank top, everything. So I did get the better end of that deal because Bobby and I do share all of our stuff. But do I miss swimming in a strapping young man's clothing in a 4X? Certainly.
But then
lives in my fantasy. It's not my reality, okay?
And now you share your panties with a man.
And now I share my panties with a really cute little baby gargoyle.
There we go, guys. You know what else? You know what else? We gotta thank our sponsors, George. Let's thank Calm, Hims, Credit Karma, ZipRecruiter, and Miro. Join the number one mental wellness app for listeners of the show. Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly. Today, Hims
is giving you their best offer yet right now, Andres, who should please, guys, don't give Andres more followers than me. I know he was begging. He's begging for it over on Bad Friends. It's so embarrassing. So just don't let it happen. If you want to follow me just for a day or two, follow me on Instagram, George_Kimmel. Don't let the fancy win.
I think this is going to backfire.
You're going to lose followers.
I think you're going to lose followers this way.
Now, that's what's backfiring is because you guys are trying both ganging up against. Do you want Fancy to win?
No, I don't. I just don't think begging is the way.
He did it over on Bad Friends.
Oh, and he did?
Well, I think. Oh, actually.
He did it.
Actually,
he didn't.
Andrew begged for him. So maybe, do you want Andres to win?
Here, Clala, beg for your producer.
Bobby should speak on your behalf. I feel like he's going to be the guy who's going to get you up top.
So you don't want to speak on my behalf? Come on. Just a little.
If we're talking about the Olympics,
I'll beg you to beg them.
Look, if we're talking about the Olympics, I can get you to the podium, but I can only get you to third place, the bronze. If you're happy with that, I can certainly rally for you. You guys, what's your Instagram handle?
George_Kimmel. But now I want them all to go to Fancy B and say, hey, use for hims. I'm following George.
Oh, that's
funnier. Which promo code, though?
Belly. Let's see. 4hims.com/belly. Let Andres know you're using 4hims.com/belly.
Right now, George, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free checking account and start winning instant karma. Find your needle in the new employee haystack. Right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address. It's so unique.
ZipRecruiter.com/belly.
George, also tell us about Miro.
And Miro, where did I put that? Miro is I love Miro. It's actually if you're working from home,
yeah, it is good.
And you're trying to collaborate with people across the globe, try it out and just see. It's a lot of fun. We've been using it for our merch and some other
secret projects that.
It's also really eye catching.
Yeah, it's made collaboration fun because it's like it's as easy as like a whiteboard at your office where you can just jot things down or move things around. It's easier than a whiteboard,
especially if you're also like trying to create a new concept of Tiger Belly collectibles online. It's a really good helpful thing. Oh, oops! Wink to the camera. Be ready for that, guys. Follow George at
George_Kimmel. I will indeed.
Kalila Clamity Kane. Look at her with her volleyball. It's the Olympics, everyone. Also, shout out to the first American, American female
fencer.
To win Spencer, but yes, the fencer, but also Taekwondo. This girl won gold. Our first Taekwondo. We beat Korea. Korea lost a lot in Taekwondo.
Fuck yeah, I love to hear it.
You hear that, Korea? You're not so good at Taekwondo anymore.
Also, it's really emotional for me to watch the Olympics because I have very unrealized dreams. Now, what are you guys' thoughts of me
look at this.
Making a comeback at, well, the next Olympic year would be, I will be 40 by then. What are your thoughts?
Really? The Tom Brady of swimming.
Oh my God.
You guys, like, you know when I knew that I was never going to make it in the U.S. Olympic team, that I had to settle for the Philippines?
Hey, you've competed at Worlds. Stop downplaying it.
No, not World. Worlds.
Worlds.
Oh, Southeast Asian Games. I won gold. Thank you. But
I want her to say that out loud.
Not Worlds. But have you not seen what these girls look like?
Very strong.
They're tall. Very strong. And they are muscular. So unless I can physically get there, there's not a chance for me. Not a chance.
Guys, let's crowdfund her training. Let's raise some money. Let's send her.
You can crowdfund all you want. It's a matter of whether or not I'm going to wake up and actually get to the
pool. Oh, we're sending
get
you to
her
Oregon.
Tom Brady's trainer. I think that's all we need.
We send her to Oregon.
Why would we get Tom Brady's trainer? Oh, the trainer.
Yeah. Whoever's figuring out how to keep his body going.
So I think that I'm mentally a lot better than I was when I was young because now I'm like. But there is a sense when you're young, you're a lot more fearless. You're not overthinking anything. And you're just getting in there and racing. I am more strategic now, but a lot more nervous. So we'll see how it pans out.
Honestly, I think you should do it. What a great story that would be. This 40-year-old woman tries to compete in the Olympics. What is that, LA by then?
Look, I don't need. I could be dead fucking last and like 100th place as long as I make it.
Wait, is that LA? 2024?
Yes.
You're a walk-on Olympics.
Is it? No, LA is 2028, I think.
Okay, do it that time. You'll be 44.
Yeah, even better.
You got to do it when you're 44. That's amazing. In L.A., your hometown, but you don't even wear an American flag. You wear a Pasadena flag, if there is one.
I say this, right? And I can't even do a 25-yard butterfly without dying right now.
You can do it.
But you're right. I can do it.
There we go. Tiger Belly, we're doing it, baby. We're going to the Olympics down the street because we're waiting for the L.A. one. It's cheaper that way. Oh, Calamity K on all social media, Bobby Lee Live, Jordan, of course, Gimbal. Follow me at Gilbits. Follow us at Tiger Belly on Instagram for all your updates and Twitter at that Tiger Belly. We love you so much. Good night.